Long review on this one, Coach.
And there was a long review.
I got really nervous about this, but what were you told after the review was done?
Basically that it just went straight in, went off one of their players' sticks.
Okay,
so, you know, what happened, Alex Patan had the puck on the point, took a wrist shot, higher wrist shot, and Joel Esperance was tangled up in front with one of their players. And yeah, when you watch a video, Joel actually ducks. And, you know, and their guy's trying to lift his stick as he's ducking. So it's hard to tell. I don't know if you could tell on the review how high the sticks are or whatnot, or even whose stick it went off of. And I think that's why the referee initially came to Joel and said, "Did you touch that?" And at that point, you should say no. You should say absolutely not. And, you know, if they're asking you that and you know it's, you know, going to maybe be reviewed, you just say no and you get to the bench and you take one for the team, so to speak. So, but I guess, you know, they called it a goal on the ice and you have to have conclusive evidence to overturn it. And, yeah, I had some flashbacks early in the year, overturn goals. So, but I told the team, you know, during the review, hey, whatever happens, if it's reviewed, we got to continue to play and go after them if it's good. And if it's not good, then we got to go out and get it back. So just to remain focused on the bench and go for it. And fortunately, it was a good call. It was the right call. And that gave us that two-goal cushion that we had the night before.
At 16:56, the time of that
goal.
What
a turnaround, though. You go from two men short to now thinking, oh, boy, to now you're two goals up in a matter of really minutes.
Absolutely. Shane Hanna gets the only assist on that goal. That made it 3-1 Michigan Tech, and no scoring in the third period except for the empty netter by Dylan Stamen.
Here's Leibinger looking to shoot. That one ricocheted wide of the net. Back down inside of the Falcon zone. Last minute of play as Ballas is out there now racing after the loose puck. Huskies up by a 3-1 score. It's looking good now, but still time on the clock. Here's an interception by Stamen. He'll score! Dylan Stamen, his third goal. Huskies are going to take 3 out of 4 points here from Bowling Green.
Just a great end to that game, too. It was so back and forth and hitting pipes and empty net pipes. And that right post on that one side of the ice got hit about 4 times in that game.
Oh, it did. And, we were kidding after the game. We're going to tell them we're going to do a drill this weekend for Gillies where he can skate just over the red line and have an open net and try and put it in because he clinked it right off the post. And no, we didn't give him much in the game and in the third period. They only had 4 shots on goal in the third period. So we're holding on to that lead. And they had 2 power plays in the third period, Dirk. So not only did we allow them only 4 shots on goal, but we killed the 2 penalties. And a real gutsy effort, great effort. We allowed them a season-low shots on goal, 18. In a big game, I thought we played very well defensively and just did enough offensively to win the game. But again, we got, you know, that 4 goals and 3 on Nell, whose numbers, I think he's coming into the series like at a 1.47, something crazy as goals against. So to go in and have a weekend like that was really good for our team. And like I said, really proud of the way they prepared and how hard they worked in the game and really happy they got rewarded for all that the work that they put in.
Very good, Coach. The final score, Michigan Tech 4, Bowling Green State 2. Huskies get 3 out of 4 points in that game. Final shots were 28-18 in favor of Michigan Tech. Just a brilliant weekend by the Huskies, and now we get set for the big weekend. Now, a lot of non-conference games over the week. We'll talk a little bit about that and the other conference games that went on in the WCHA. Plus, we've got your questions coming up right after the break. A lot of them coming in, Coach. We'll have those right after this on the Mel Pearson Show.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, located in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock, invites everyone to enjoy this one-of-a-kind lunch special. Purchase any lunch off Habanero's new expanded lunch menu and get one lunch at no charge. You heard right. Buy one lunch, get one free at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen all month. Available from 11:30 till 3 o'clock daily. Dine in or take out.
Winter Carnival merchandise is here! Quality Winter Carnival apparel, now available only at University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Hoods, crews, long and short sleeve tees. Get your 2016 apparel now at University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Your official headquarters for 2016 Winter Carnival apparel. Or visit them online at bookstore.mtu.edu. The deals keep getting better and better. At your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Bucko's Party Store of Calumet, all 12 packs of canned beer are on sale. All 2 liters are $2 for $3. All 7-Up 20-ounce products, 90 cents. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are $2 for $9. Stay warm this winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear, sold exclusively in Bucko's clothing aisle. Bucko's has a plethora of energy drinks and Gatorade products priced at record lows. All sales do not include tax and deposit.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Mix 93 WKMJ, back to the Mel Pearson Show, and we are set to talk about questions because we have a lot of them today, Coach, an awful lot of questions, but really quick, standings right now in the WCHA, the Huskies still in third place. They have 25 points, 2 points behind Bowling Green, and right now we are 4 points behind Minnesota State, who was idle in conference play this past weekend, and that is the situation right now in the standings.
Well, you know, and we did a good job. We made up some ground on both teams. Obviously, we made 3 points up on Minnesota State. The most we could really have gotten is four. You know, Bowling Green, we only made 2 points up on them, and that's why that Friday game stings a little bit. But having said that, to go in there and win a game against a team who had not lost a conference game all year and probably lose another one at home was a huge statement. So we put ourselves, you know, back in the race, and they play each other this weekend. Minnesota State and Bowling Green play a series this weekend in Minnesota. So something's got to give, but on the flip side, we have to take care of business, you know, to try and make up points on either one of those teams. And, you know, this weekend, this past weekend was a big weekend, but next weekend becomes even bigger. And, you know, we've got a team that's coming in that's played well on the road. They know our team. Their coach knows our team. They've had a week off, so they'll be ready to go. And they're just the next team on our schedule and next team on our way. And we have to make sure we're focused and ready to go. And we have to take care of business because we're on a mission. We're on a mission. We're on a roll. And we'll have our players ready to play, and they always get excited around Winter Carnival time and to play in Winter Carnival. So we just have to make sure we put aside the distractions and all the people that'll be here and everything that's going on to make sure we're ready to play to have a chance to move up in the standings. And that's all we want to have the opportunity to do is move up in the standings.
Absolutely. Taking a look, Coach, we did have some good non-conference wins in the WCHA over the weekend. We had some non-conference losses too. Yeah. Everything kind of almost.
Yeah, balance out each other out. Yeah.
You know, Minnesota State beating Minnesota on Sunday yesterday, and but St. Cloud wins the championship there.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we could have won a couple more games here or there for the conference because that all goes into everybody's pairwise rankings. And you know, Northern did a nice job beating Duluth. And like we talked about, we don't root for Northern many times, but as rooting for them again on Saturday night to win that game. And even Alaska, Wisconsin, would have been nice if Alaska could have found a way to win a game or two there. And unfortunately, it came up a little short. But those non-conference games are huge and to help our overall pairwise. I think we got up to, someone was telling me, 19th or 18th at one point, and then we slid back after the Bemidji game. So, but we can't focus on that as much now. We just have to make sure that we're taking care of business, controlling what we can control, and those are the games that we're going to be playing in, and make sure we take care of business there.
All right, we better get to the questions or we're not going to get through them. So here's the first one, Coach. Got a lot of good play out of some guys who have not seen a lot of ice time. Is Evan Anderson going to be a red shirt?
That's a good question. No, we haven't talked about that with Evan. He's played 2 games this year, and usually once you play a game after the first part of the year, you don't have that opportunity. But we discussed using last year as a redshirt. So we have some options there, and obviously we'll talk to Evan again after the year about that. And Evan's looked better in practice. He's made good strides from even the start of this year in practice. So it's always difficult when you're making a lineup. It's easy putting guys in, but it's hard, you know, taking guys out or leaving guys back. And we just told Evan to be ready. You know, we've got some home games. We've got 5 games coming up at home. And that'll be a question for him, you know. But, you know, if we get him in games. But like I said, we already can use last year as a redshirt. So we're looking to try and get everybody in if we can. And this weekend's a great example. We play at 8 o'clock at night. So We should tell our listeners the game is at 8 o'clock on Friday night this weekend and then 5 o'clock Saturday. So short turnaround. So we have the advantage and luxury of putting other guys in the lineup.
How do you make sure that the team is at full steam against the upcoming schedule after the last two weekends against the toughest opponents? Is it possible that if they win out and do well in the playoffs and win the first game in Grand Rapids, they should be in the show?
Well, we'll see. We don't know that. There's so many things that can play out. The bottom line is we have to make sure.